But a few years ago, I was with a friend, out with a friend, and as would often happen, the conversation turned to God. And my mate said to me, "I would love it if there was a God, but I just can't believe in him, John." And so I asked him, "What would God have to do to help you, to prove that to you that he exists?" My friend said, "Well, he'd have to make it clear." So I responded, how would he have to do that? He said, "I don't know, he'd have to show himself in a way that was really obvious." I said, "You mean in a way that made the whole world pay attention? That people would be talking about it for years and years afterwards? In some kind of monumental scale event that would make us stand up and take notice, that we'd never forget?" He said, "Yeah, something like that." I said, "Merry Christmas." I didn't say that last year, so I'm not that quick-witted, and it wasn't Christmas. But that is what we're celebrating at Christmas. Or is it? Because Christmas is great, isn't it? As you're here tonight, I'm guessing you agree with that. It might be we've got a few Scrooges that were sort of dragged along, but I'm assuming if you come to this service tonight, you like Christmas. We love Christmas. Because it's cosy, it's familiar, it's tasty, it's sociable, joyful, it's festive, it's turkey, it's tinsel, it's merry, it's tipsy, it's I had one too many, it's just a bit of fun. And then it's over for another year. And maybe you're left thinking, is that it? Is that all Christmas is about? Does it need to be any more than that? Well, I think Christmas is actually very revealing. Because the way we celebrate Christmas reveals that deep down, we all want more from this life. That our everyday just doesn't cut it. As people decorate their houses and hang up lights on their house to make it look a bit more special, as people head out to the shops to buy that special gift they know that their friend is desperate for, as we buy all that food and drink that we don't normally buy because it's too expensive or just bad for us the rest of the year, it reveals that we're looking for something more, doesn't it? We want something a bit more special in life. And Christmas provides the opportunity to celebrate, to feel special. And the lights and the food and the gifts make us feel happy for a couple of days. But before we know it, January strikes. Lights go out, family leaves, we return to real life. And all our problems, pain, hurt, sadness, loneliness, real life, it's all still there, unchanged. Have you heard of Blue Monday? Blue Monday apparently is the third Monday of January. It's apparently officially the most depressing day of the year. That's what they've calculated. And for some, Christmas just heightens the pain of real life. Because when we're supposed to feel all jolly and Christmassy, for many, sadness, loneliness, hopelessness is just amplified. Now, I'm sorry if that all sounds a bit depressing, because actually that's not what I'm here to do at all. I actually want us to see that the message of Christmas is far more special than maybe we ever realise. And I believe that Christmas is really worth celebrating. Because what I want to suggest tonight is that the original message of Christmas does indeed offer the hope that we're all looking for. The joy, the peace that we so desperately crave. But it's not found in the lights or the food or the company, which are all great. It's found in the story that the person is all about. The one who maybe some of us have left out of our Christmases. In our culture, we've made the Christmas story all cute and cosy, haven't we? It's become a story that tends to be relegated to infant school nativities. It's a result, it's become a bit of a joke, maybe. Not something that adults really believe in. As people go for their one visit to the church for the year and sing a song about a baby born more than 2,000 years ago, it all seems a little bit silly, doesn't it? Why are we doing it? What are we celebrating? See, the truth is, it's a story that has survived the centuries. Christmas is celebrated the whole world around and has been celebrated and talked about for over 2,000 years. It's probably one of the most famous stories of all time. So why is that? Well, it's because Christmas is the celebration of a monumental historic event. The most incredible moment our world has ever seen. It's the celebration of the moment that God himself came down to reveal himself to the whole world. We heard this in our last reading. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. No one has ever seen God. But Jesus made him known. This is the heart of Christmas. This is why it's worth celebrating. God himself came down, not for one night only, but for all time. My mate, he wanted God to come down. He wanted God to make himself known in an obvious and memorable way. And he has. God himself came down. He took on human form. The one lying in the manger, Jesus, was not only fully human, but he was fully God. But it's all just a bit unbelievable, isn't it? It's a very odd little story about a baby born amongst animals in the middle of nowhere. It's nativity season at the moment, isn't it? We had ours this morning. And there are many comical stories about things that have gone a little bit awry in nativities. And often they centre around the innkeeper. I don't know why that is. Maybe you've heard a few of it. I wonder if you heard about the story of the young boy who desperately wanted to be Joseph. But when the casting was handed out, he was given the role of innkeeper. And he wasn't happy. And so on the day of the nativity, it's all going really well. The performance is moving along swimmingly. Everyone is delivering their lines perfectly, and everyone's happy. But then, Mary and Joseph turn up at the inn. And Joseph knocks on the door. The innkeeper answers the door, and Joseph delivers his lines. He says, "Can we have a room for the night, please? We're very tired. We've travelled a long way." And the boy playing the innkeeper said, "She can come in, and you can stay outside. I want it to be Joseph." I think that's a really great illustration of how we live our lives. We all want to write our own script, don't we? We all want to define God for ourselves so that we can get the part that we want, so we can define ourselves and become a king of our own lives. We all want to create God in our own image. But I want to challenge you this Christmas to take a look back at the original script. And in it, it's in the Bible that we find that original script. It's in the pages of the Bible where God tells us who he is and how he has revealed himself to us. And yes, it's not a story. I wouldn't have written it like this. I wouldn't have the king of all creation, the maker of everything that we see, the very sustainer of the universe, the one who mountains are supposed to bow down to, being born in a backward town in a feeding trough for animals. I wouldn't have written that. Surely no one will recognize him to be God. Surely no one would ever hear about this. It's not exactly a great location and time, geographically, strategically, and chronologically, for God to be born. It doesn't really show him to be great, does it? Why would God choose to make himself known in this way? Well, fact is, it's a true story. And it reveals more about God than we could ever possibly have conceived or imagined. It shows us what sort of a God he is. Later in the Bible, we read these words, which sum up the nativity story for us. This is Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. If you want to know what God is like, take a look at Jesus. Because Jesus, in his birth here on earth, reveals God to us. He is a God who comes down because we can't go up. When God stepped into the world to show us what he is all about, he came as a baby to serve. In his humble birth, and even more in his life and death, he reveals his nature to be a humble servant. It doesn't say, although he was God, he did this. It says, because he is God, he did this. He is a God who is in his very nature so other person-centered that he would lower himself to be born in a manger, used for feeding animals. Why would God stoop so low? But as we read on in Philippians, we see that he actually humbles himself even further. The passage goes on in verse 8. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death. Jesus, the baby who came at Christmas to reveal God to the earth, grew to experience life as a man, with all the pain and suffering of life in this world. And he also died as a man. And not any old death, but a violent death on the cross. But this is the reason he came. This is how low God was willing to humble himself, to reveal himself to and ultimately to save us. He is a God who loves us so much that he would come down and suffer as a man, even to the point of death, to save us from the eternal death and separation from him that we all face. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. In Jesus, God has made himself. In Jesus, we see that God is love. And through Jesus, we can know God personally. That is incredible. That is what we are celebrating at Christmas. What an empty thing Christmas would be if it were just lights and food and friends for a couple of days. The truth is, there is no other event in the whole of history that has impacted the world in such a profound way. I love watching sport. And I celebrated my team, Liverpool, winning the Premier League for the first time in many years, a couple of years ago, and I haven't really stopped talking about it since. But no one will be singing and celebrating that in 2,000 years' time. Maybe you're a Strictly kind of dancing fan. No one is going to be talking about the winner of that last night, probably even in 5 years, let alone 2,000 years' time. That would be ridiculous. But God, coming down to earth, that is something different. That is a staggeringly monumental moment in history. And not only that, he is a God who is worth serving. He is a God who has loved us so much that he is willing to die for us, and he wants us to join him in celebrating that one. And it's therefore not an event we should be only celebrating once a year. I really do hope you have a very special Christmas and you enjoy all the lights and the food and the tingly feelings. But I also hope, as January hits, that that wonderful news about Christmas will remain a reality for you. And that you continue to celebrate the promise of real hope and joy and truth that only Jesus can bring. That's what we as a church do week in, week out. We meet at Trinity School just down the road. We love Jesus. He has impacted our life, and we want to celebrate him day in, day out, let alone every week on a Sunday. We would love you to do this. Maybe you're like my mate. You'd like it. You'd love it if there were a God. You're just not sure he's made himself known. But take some time to look at Jesus. Read one of the gospel accounts of his life. We've got a few of those out of front there. We've got John's gospel. Please take it away and read it. consider his remarkable birth, life, and death, and resurrection, and see if you're not convinced. It's a story too wonderful to leave out of your Christmas time. Look into the evidence. You'll find it staggering. Be really sure before you rule Jesus out of Christmas this year, because he is the reason it's worth celebrating. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing the final prayer. Is that right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for the opportunity to come together this evening and to celebrate, to praise you for that amazing, staggering moment when the Son of God stepped into his creation. Lord, help us this Christmas to see the wonder of that afresh. Lord, we find joy and peace and comfort in you, because we know that that is a joy and peace and comfort that goes way beyond anything else this world has to offer. Be with us by your Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name.